Business in the Community Ireland runs a number of programmes under its Schools Business Partnership, and this develops mutually beneficial links between schools and businesses at a local level. And they are looking for businesses here in County Kerry to get involved. So here to tell us all about it is Andrea Lazenby-Simpson. She is the Head of Education Programmes at Business in the Community Ireland. Andrea, you're very welcome to In Business.
Thank you.
Business in the Community Ireland, you might just tell us about the organisation initially, will you?
Certainly. So we are a movement for change in the area of sustainability. So as an organisation, we have member companies who will join, and we will advise them on three areas, one being sustainability, one being social inclusion, that will cover environment and will also cover areas of governance. So we have something called a Business Working Responsibly mark, and companies can come on board and decide they would like to be accredited in that. And it's like similar to an ISO process that they will work through and audit their own internal systems. But we also have, which is great and why I'm on today, is we have a way that companies can practically get involved in their local community and have their employees or their colleagues get engaged in some great projects. So we have employment programs, and my specific areas, we have education programs where we connect businesses with local schools.
Okay, and you held a student mentoring celebration recently. Can you talk to us about that?
We did. So we had our national celebration, which is effectively a graduation for students that are involved in our student mentoring program. And what that is a company will connect in with a local school and will give one-to-one mentoring with company colleagues and students in fifth and sixth year across either 1 or 2 years. And it gives them amazing supports in the areas of focusing on future careers, guidance on CVs, interview techniques, various career-focused topics, mock interviews. So this year we had over 200, we had 105 mentors and 106 students who finished up the programme, and we had a national celebration in Dublin with schools travelling from all over, and it was an amazing event, and the stories were very impactful from both the students and the company mentors of all that they got out of the programme and the benefits of it to them.
And here in Kerry, there is currently 7 active partnerships in the county across primary and secondary DESH schools.
That's right, we do. We have a number of programmes connected across all the major towns, connecting in with companies. So the programmes we would have would be World of Work, which is a secondary school, a post-primary programme. And then we also have 2 primary programmes. And if there's any companies out there listening, we would love to get them engaged on. There's one called Time to Read, and it's a paired reading programme where you basically go into a school and you sit and you read with a child for half an hour, and then a second child for half an hour, in a second class group, age group. And we've another one called Time to Count, and we have programmes ongoing in Kerry. And Time to Count is a maths programme, and it's actually where company volunteers go into the school and with a class group in small group sizes play board games in the area of maths and kind of maths challenges and problem solving with students in third class. And I have to say both of the programmes are great fun and really get great feedback from everybody involved in them.
Okay, so you'd be looking for businesses across the county to maybe lend a hand, offer some employees, you know, to give up a couple of hours a week maybe to help in their local school.
Absolutely, that is exactly the ask. Yeah, to get involved, connect in. It maybe they have colleagues might have children in the school, or they might be a local school, or there might be a school nearby that's more disadvantaged. So across our partnerships, we tend to work with DESH schools that are more in need of these sort of supports, where literacy and numeracy, and then for the senior cycle students for second years and for sixth years, they wouldn't have those kind of connections into companies. So it really gives a great lift across the board wherever the involvement is. So yeah, we love people to get involved.
Okay, and a lot of businesses are developing social corporate governance policies, you know, within their businesses and trying to do a bit. So it'll tick something off on their list, but they're doing a lot then to help in their locality at the same time.
Yes, it does both. I mean, it will fulfil an exercise that you're getting involved in. I suppose it's the S of the environment, social governance. It's that social piece. But equally, I wouldn't say it is only a box-ticking exercise. It's great fun. It gives back massive improvements. We evaluate the programmes annually, and there'd be improvements in reading and in math skills. But really, the focus of it is around for these students to improve their confidence, improve their fluency in reading, improve their problem-solving skills in the math maths area and encourage them to enjoy them so that moving forward, they're students that aren't afraid of these subjects in school, that they actually really enjoy them and they see them as a great benefit because they've had this really positive experience of getting engaged with the community or the volunteer from a company that has come in.
And when it comes to secondary schools, then some businesses would engage in a summer work placement programme.
Yes, absolutely. So as I mentioned, we have the student mentoring at fifth and sixth years, and a lot of companies those would offer work placement there. And we also have our second year programme, World of Work. And the aim of that really is to give those students, just before they hit their junior cert, an insight into opening their minds really to possible future careers and the skills that they might need for them and the relevance of the subjects that they're learning in school and why then they might need those in future jobs. And very much part of that is companies have been very good and have provided work placement short term and longer term. So it could be over the summer or it could just be a short term for transition year students, some sort of working opportunity in their company. And it certainly it's great for them to be able to have that little bit of experience on a CV, for them to learn kind of the ways of working in offices or in a workplace, and also to open them up to new networks, new people that they wouldn't otherwise meet. So all round a great opportunity.
Mentoring is also offered as well by some business people.
That's right. So the student mentoring, the way that works is it's a one-to-one. So somebody in a company, if there was a number of volunteers step forward, they would actually be matched with one student. So they build a really strong relationship and they'll provide a bit of support. And from being a person who's, you know, working, who's finished in school, who's, you know, done whatever qualifications or studies or worked their way through various roles in a company or companies, they'll be able to give a little bit of advice to the student on everything around their communication skills, setting up on LinkedIn, looking at their CVs, interview techniques. And it's really impactful because that part, that relationship will, it'll be either be 1 year or two if it's across fifth year and sixth year. And you'll see the students right through that pivotal time in their schooling career when they're making these big decisions of what to do after school, whether it's an apprenticeship, whether it's studies, whether it's work or whatever else. So it's directly hugely impactful. And quite often the students, as I mentioned, because they're debt schools, they might not have people at home or they might not have that one-to-one relationship that they can rely on. So it's a huge support to them. So again, always would love, that's a programme that the feedback is phenomenal and there's great future connections where students leave school and are still connecting in with their mentors who supported them through that time.
Okay, and some other programmes then, you know, where industry experts can share their experience with teachers and principals, the Industry Insights for Teachers and the Management Excellence for Principals, they're two other programmes that you run as well.
Absolutely, yes, thank you, Mary. We, as well as having primary and our secondary school programmes, we have two for educators. So Industry Insights for Teachers is fully funded. So if a company would be interested in participating, there's no cost to them. And essentially, a company will give an insight into their business. So it could be online or in their premises. They may give a little tour, but it's to describe to educators. So we will invite career guidance counsellors and secondary school teachers so that they would be aware and they can relay the message to their students. And it could be featuring a particular sector. It could be focused on STEM or IT or pharma or agribusiness and so on. And it's talking about the sort of skills the company needs, where they're looking to recruit, the sort of avenues they use, what qualifications, or whether there's direct entry from school and how students might go about applying, or whether they run apprenticeship programs, because more and more that's seen as a really valuable, that earn and learn route is very valuable. And then our other program, as you mentioned, that we run is called Management Excellence for Principals. And that's actually senior business leads connecting in with senior school leadership, with principals and deputy principals. And the company people will share some of their knowledge and expertise. So the sort of topics that we cover are, it could be team leadership, it could be personal effectiveness, it could be some areas of management, and also PR, branding, marketing, that sort of area as well. So something where an educator might need it for the running of their school, but it's not necessarily something in the course of their own degree and their own qualifications to date they might have covered. And to date, we have given over 5,500 hours of training to school leadership on this Management Excellence for Principals. And we run that right across the country. So if there were any companies in Kerry looking to get involved, again, we'd be thrilled. There's no cost for engagement on that. That programme is fully funded. It's sponsored by the company Corn Market. So yeah, again, a great opportunity for engagement.
Okay, so there are really a variety of programs that a company can choose to engage in, whether it is offering their expertise, as you say, or maybe the time to count or the time to read program. So lots of options for businesses who want to give back a bit to their community. You mentioned there, if any Kerry business listening would like to get involved in this, how can they do so?
Absolutely. We'd love to hear from them. So we have a website, bitc.ie, or they can just email info@bitc.ie. So that stands for Business in the Community Ireland. So we'd love to hear from them any which way, and we're on LinkedIn and various other social channels as well.
Okay, well look, Andrea, we're going to leave it there for the moment. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.